12-year-old daughter, Kaya, was the one making a little noise during that prayer, and if you needed a translation, she just was saying amen. I think there was a preach it in there, too. Not sure. Yeah, she's got some vocals on her. If you could open up your Bibles, if you've got them, to Matthew chapter 15. We're going to be looking at verses 1 to 9 today. And while you're looking it up, I mentioned a number several times last week. Does anyone remember what that number is?
7,613.
Close.
7,313,311.
Perfect. Good job. Hopefully that number has gone down. That was the number of adult non-believers in Alaska, Oregon, Washington, and the panhandle of Idaho. 7,913,311. So good job remembering. Hopefully that number's gone down. All right, are we all at Matthew 15? All right, I'm going to read the first 9 verses if you'll follow along. Then the Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "Why do you break the commandment of God for sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father.' So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.'" Amen, and bless the reading of God's word. Make sure I find the right button. There we go. Okay. So, growing up, I watched a lot of television. Too much, to say the least. And to say I am well-versed in 50s television, 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s television is not an exaggeration. I grew up on Nick at Night. So I know it all. So, as you see these pictures pop up, you may see some familiar faces, because I regularly had in my home, hopefully this, is it going to work for that? It's not working?
Page up.
Page up.
Try page down.
Page down.
Don't win.
Just tell me.
Okay, when you hear a name, you press that button. I regularly had in my home the Tanners. One more time. The Tanners, the Connors, the Keatons, Lois and Clark, the Flintstones, the Jetsons, Sanford and his son, the Bunkers, the Jeffersons, the Ricardos and the Mertzes, of course, can't have one without the other, Fred McMurray and his 3 sons, the Monkees, Gummy Bears, Care Bears, Baloo the Bear and his sidekick. I had the Swiss Family Robinson in my home, along with the Lost in Space Robinsons. I had talking cars, deep sea vessels, and deep space vessels.
Yes.
This was my childhood. This is what I did with my youth. But at some point, in my late teen years, I had a wake-up call when I decided I wanted to go to college. Because we were not allowed to have televisions in our dorm rooms. There were a few TVs on campus. Some had cable connections, some did not. So I had a decision to make. Did I want to go to college, or did I want to watch TV? I weighed the pros and cons, and I decided to go to college. But there was one show that I was going to have a hard time giving up. It was a show I watched traditionally with my dad, and it was something we did together, and it was, of all the shows out there, my very favorite. Would anyone care to take a guess? My church this morning got it on the first try. Good guess. Good guess. You are right. It's the biggest picture on there, obviously. Star Trek, it was the one thing I did not want to let go. So every Friday night at 7 p.m., I had to sometimes roam the campus And I found a TV that had cable and no one else was watching, and I tuned into Star Trek Enterprise, which is what was airing from 01 to 05, which is the same 4 years I was in college. It was my weekly tradition. I held it, and I loved every Friday night for the next 4 years. And there was a point in my life where Star Trek was more important than my walk with Christ. In fact, I wasn't walking with Christ. But then there was a point when I became a Christian, my walk with Christ was more important, but I still knew more about Star Trek than I did about the Bible. That, thankfully, has changed. My focus and my drive have changed. I still really enjoy Star Trek, and anyone who has been to my home and seen my socks today, I have Kirk on one foot and Spock on the other, because you have to. You know I am a Star Trek fan, or a Trekkie. And if you're familiar with my household traditions, you know that the kids and I have Star Trek Tuesdays. So our passage today talks of traditions and commandments. Scribes and Pharisees are trying to trap Jesus by, they think, showing that he and his disciples are sinning. And how are they sinning? By not washing their hands before eating. I have a slide here of hand washing. Is it a good idea to wash before you eat?
Yes.
Yeah, it is. Imagine working all day in your garden. You come in for the night. Your hands are caked with mud and dirt. Are you just going to sit down and eat a cheeseburger? Some of you said no. I heard a yes. That's fine. Your hands being clean probably won't kill you. Might make your food taste a little off. You might get a bug from the dirt you were playing in. You might get sick. Probably not going to die. So should you wash your hands before dinner? I would argue yes. Probably a good idea. But you're not going to go to hell if you are eating dinner with unclean hands. The Israelites did, however, have a law for their priests and their Levites to have their hands cleaned for ceremonies and other duties, including food preparation. And one day, someone had a bright idea. Hey, if the Levites have to do it, let's make everyone do it. That is why it's called a tradition, not a commandment. But the Pharisees didn't really see it that way. They felt like whatever rules they made were the same as if God made them, even if their rules or traditions contradicted God's law, which Jesus illustrates in this passage. He asks, why is it okay to not honor mothers and fathers for the sake of serving God? And let me illustrate this correct, because Jesus does illustrate the importance of following him first over family. In Luke chapter 9, verses 57 through 62, it said, as they were going along the road, someone said to him, that's Jesus, someone said to Jesus, I will follow you wherever you go. And Jesus said to him, foxes have holes and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. To another he said, follow me. But they replied to the Lord, Lord, let me first go and bury my father. And Jesus said to him, leave the dead to bury their own dead. But as for you, go and proclaim the kingdom of God. And yet another said, I will follow you, Lord, but let me first say farewell to those at my home. And Jesus said to him, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. It is as if Jesus is saying, make sure you make me more important than your family. Guess what? He is. But what they are talking about here in our passage today is not about who is more important, but it's about the commandment to honor your father and mother. Today is Mother's Day. And I could spend my time telling us how wonderful our moms are, which is true, how much they sacrificed raising us, they did, and how much love they poured into us. It was a lot. Except when they didn't. Some people grew up without moms, or at the very least a present mom. Some grew up with a mom who didn't do all of those awesome things a mom should do. And whether or not you had a mom of the year or not, we do ask this question. How do we love God with all our hearts and obey him in all things and honor our moms and dads? But today's Mother's Day, so we'll leave dads out of it. At least for a month. Because we love our moms a lot. Mom, your mom might be number one in your book. Shoving her aside might be very difficult. For others, it might be easy. If your mom wasn't or isn't the best mom out there, it would be easy to say, I don't have to honor my mom because she wasn't really a mom. She was never there. She left me. She abandoned me. She was not a mom. So if that's you, not honoring your mom is not difficult. But I'll say this, the Pharisees were wrong. They cannot void the word of God, and neither can you. We are commanded to honor our mothers, and not just on the second Sunday of May. Though I would argue, having the tradition of honoring our moms together on this special day is one worth honoring. I'm not saying get rid of Mother's Day. I love Mother's Day. But I would also challenge you to honor your mom every day. So how can you honor your mom? So I just asked the question, how do we love God with all of our hearts and obey him in all things and honor our moms? I'm going to give you the answer. The best way to honor your mom is we love God with all of our hearts and obey him in all things. That will honor our moms. If your mom was a great influence in your life and was there in your ups and downs, then serve God and obey him in all things and she will be honored. If on the completely opposite end of the spectrum, if your mom only gave birth to you and that was the only mom thing she ever did, you can still honor her by serving God. This command from God has been the first commandment with a promise. In fact, it is the only commandment that bestows a blessing on the one who obeys it. Exodus 20, verse 12 says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. I sometimes paraphrase this to kids, honor your father and your mother, or you're going to die young. Now, there is obviously a blessing that goes in obeying all the Ten Commandments, but this is one within the ten that specifically says, obey your or honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land the Lord your God is giving you. Now, what are ways we can do this? We can call our mom and talk to her all the time. You can visit, send gifts, tell her how wonderful she is. And all those things are good things, and we should do them with our moms. And if you're a mom out there and you have adult children that and they aren't doing these things, you can get on their case. And you should. But look at the last two verses of our passage, verses 8 and 9 again. This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. It is interesting how Jesus, using a verse about honoring parents and then a verse about honoring God. Because we can get into the habit or tradition of honoring God or our moms in vain. Who has seen the movie Fiddler on the Roof? I see some proud faces on there. Good movie. I love that first scene in the movie when the main character is walking around talking about all the traditions that they have. We have a tradition for our this and a tradition for that. And he's talking about all these traditions they have. And then they sing, tradition. That's as singy as you'll get out of me. But he asks this question. He says, and you're probably wondering where all these traditions came from and why we do them all. And I'll tell you. I don't know. But it's tradition. Those can be traditions in vain. If we don't know where our traditions come from and why we do them, they can be in vain. So these traditions may be in vain. Are we serving God because that's what we've always done? Or it's because what our parents did or taught us to do? Do we take care of our moms? Do we love them? Because that's just what's expected of us? So let me tell you two things today about honoring God and your mom. First of all, we serve a living God. He is here and present with us always. So there is no reason we should ever have of making a tradition out of honoring God or set times or dates in which to do so. There's nothing wrong with having set times or dates, but not as an exclusive thing in which to honor God. If we only honored God on 5:05 on Sunday evening, that would be in vain. We should be honoring God at 3:02 a.m. on Tuesday morning. What are you doing at that time? You're usually sleeping, but if you're not, you should be honoring God. You should honor God in your sleep as well. Same with our moms. Some of you are at an age where your mom maybe has passed on. And perhaps your mom is a believer, and she is with her Savior in heaven. Honor her by telling her story to others. And if your mom is still living, you can still honor others. Honor her by telling her story to others. Glorify God and honor her. Perhaps your mom wasn't a believer, and she has passed on, and she is in a different eternity. And first and foremost, if I'm speaking to you on this, I'm sorry for your loss, and I mourn with you. But I also say you can honor your mom by glorifying God with her story and your story of growth. The command that you honor your mom never ends, even if she has passed on. You can do it now if your mother is still with you, and you can do it even if your mom has passed away, or maybe your relationship is on the rocks. Maybe you don't get along well with your mom. But you can honor her in your service to the Lord. And don't speak with vain lips or empty traditions. When Jesus spoke to the Pharisees and the scribes, he was pointing them back to honor, not empty traditions. What's the big deal if you don't wash your hands if you're not doing it for the right reasons? What's the big deal if you are serving God if you're not also loving those he created? So what will you follow? Will you follow God or will you follow empty traditions? I made the illustration about all the TV I watched at the beginning. I have a slew of useless knowledge up here because I invested much of my youth in dishonorable things instead of Jesus. There's two things I can do with that useless knowledge. I can apply to be on Jeopardy. Or I can learn more about Jesus and follow him closer. I have no hopes of being on Jeopardy because they don't have television as every single one of their categories. So let's take a step forward and honor Jesus, our Christ, our Messiah, and our moms, and those in our lives who have influenced us into loving God. Because by loving God with all of our hearts and obeying him in all things is a tradition that is not in vain. Please join me in prayer. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this evening. I'm so thankful that we get to be here together and honor our mothers. And your word says that when we honor our mothers and our fathers, that we will live long in the land you have given us. And while that was spoken to the people of Israel, we can take that promise and say, hey, we should still honor our moms. And I thank you for each and every one in here who is a mom, or who will ever be a mom, or who has a mom. May they be blessed and honored in the hearing of your word and your message. And we pray this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.